This room focuses on biological evolution. Over the course of the Earth's history, evolution has produced a huge range of different species. What are the principles and mechanisms behind the spectacular diversity of the natural world? The characteristics of each living being are laid down in their genes. These are passed down from parents to offspring during reproduction, so that the young have copies of their parents' genes. In this way, great tits are hatched from the eggs of great tits, while beech seeds grow into new beeches. But just how do so many new characteristics and new species evolve? Within a population, all the genes are changed and mixed mainly through mutations and sexual recombination. So different variations of genes develop within a population, meaning that characteristics change. Through natural selection, the frequency of certain genes shifts over the following generations. If particular genes are more likely to be passed on, then this contributes to the evolution of new species. Changes such as these occur very slowly over many generations. Over the course of time, living beings adapt to their habitats and the living conditions prevalent there. Evolution is not about survival of the strongest, but rather survival of the fittest, those animals and plants that best fit into their environments. These are the living beings that have the greatest chances of survival and so can pass down their genes to the generations that follow. In the following audio guide explanations, you will discover why characteristics of various plants and animals that might at first glance appear very different can in fact be traced back to common ancestors. At the same time, you will also see examples of similar characteristics that were not caused by common descent. You will also learn about living relics of the Ice Age around Graz. A further explanation focuses on the theme of deception and imitation in the animal kingdom. We will be looking at the example of the cuckoo in order to explore brood parasitism. The theme of co-evolution demonstrates how living beings have, over time, adapted in response to one another. At the workbench, you will have the chance to try out for yourself what kind of selective influence predators can have on their prey.